As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
The biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. Welcome to Business Rockstars. We're joining you right now, Pinguino, CEO and co-founder of Cuddly. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. So tell everyone about your unique dating app for self-proclaimed geeks, Cuddly.
Well, we're a dating app for geeks, for people that are really into things like Comic-Con, finding the right person to go to Star Wars with, that kind of thing, finding people that are really into the same types of things that you are. So we've been out on Android for 2 years, but we just launched on iOS at Comic-Con.
Very exciting. Yeah, having common interests, very, very important when it comes to the dating world. So I can see why you guys came up with this idea. But take me back to that time when you actually came up with the idea.
So my co-founder, Robert, came up with the concept for Cuddly after having just bad luck with other dating apps that were all really expensive and non-effective. And so when we came up with this one, it was something that would help our friends find people that would be really awesome boyfriends and girlfriends for them.
And how long ago was this now?
I think concept-wise was about 3 years ago. Then we spent a year developing it.
Yeah, so tell me about the execution of it, because, you know, the easiest part about being an entrepreneur is coming up with the idea.
Right.
But then it's difficult actually executing it. So once you guys came up with this idea, what were some of the first few steps you took to make it a reality?
The first thing we did was he found me, who was a designer. My background is doing design at NBC Universal. I was there for about 10 years, and I'd always wanted to make an app. And then he found our friend Steve, who is a programmer. He was living in LA. He just moved to Croatia, and he spent the next year working on the back end for the app. And after that, we met with a couple mentor friends of his to kind of solidify the business plan and ideas behind it. And then, you know, wireframes, and I designed the thing out, and my friends made it.
I know a lot of people swear by having co-founders, that you have to have co-founders. Obviously, different schools of thought around that, but are you really happy that you have that support and you have co-founders?
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't be able to do this on my own, I think.
It sounds like you have different zones of genius, right?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your role with the company.
So I do all the design. So the bunny logo that we have, the color scheme and all that, that's all my role in it. But there's a bunch of chat stickers in there, so I designed a majority of those. And then we started this program where if you're an independent comic book artist and you wanted your properties to be like shared with the world, you can make chat stickers for that. So I'd reach out to my friends that do stuff like that.
So take us through the user experience a little bit. If somebody downloads the Cuddly app, what will they find?
Okay, so when you say you're looking for someone, it's basically location-based. So you'll see all the people that are near you. When you sign up an account, you have to pick 5 things that you're super into. So you get these icons. And when you're swiping through and looking at people, if they match you, the colors match. When they match you, the icon colors are highlighted, so they stand out a little bit more. And that's how you find people that are kind of in the same things as you. And when you pick someone, that person has to say, okay, they want to talk to you. So you can't just start spamming people. And we have a lot of safety stuff built in. Like if you send someone, if you try to send someone a picture right away, it'll say, no, you have to talk to the person first. You can't just send somebody a picture. And we did stuff like that to reduce the number of dick pics that get sent out.
So. I can only imagine.
Yeah. And we really want to just protect our users as much as we can. We try to make it really safe. So another unique thing we have is it recommends places for you to go on dates. So say you meet someone and you want to go on a date that's between maybe your new friend's workplace and it's in an area that you don't really know, you can find coffee shops and restaurants and stuff that are in that area.
And are those safety precautions unique to the Cuddly app, or do most dating apps have those precautions?
I think the major ones don't have stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of dating apps out there, and I don't know what all of them have.
And so many dating apps for niche markets, you know? I love that yours is for the niche market of geeks.
Yeah.
So self-proclaimed geeks, that is. I'm not calling you a geek.
I don't mind.
So I love that this app is for a niche market, because that's really hot in the dating industry, and this is for self-proclaimed geeks. Let's go back to that first year when you were doing a lot of testing to understand what these self-proclaimed geeks want.
So when we designed our app, we actually scrapped almost the entire thing and rewrote it, because we made it, but we didn't do a really rough prototype or anything. We just built the whole thing. So there was all this functionality that when people started using it, they just found the UI to be really confusing. We had, you could favorite people, and I don't remember what else we had in there, but we moved everything around and rebuilt it. So if we were smart about it or had done an app before, we would have simplified it a lot. And we had really rough wireframes that you can kind of click through, but it wasn't as usable, right? The feedback wasn't people authentically using it. So yeah, just keeping your app really, really, really simple is one of the biggest things we learned.
Okay. And then when it comes to growing it, what was the key to getting this app in front of the right people?
We started going on a bunch of comic book podcasts. We did Chimichanga Superstar and Grand Geek Gathering. And then we started throwing events at comic book stores. We do a lot of stuff with Comic Bug in Manhattan Beach. And we do a lot of stuff with Meltdown Comics in Hollywood. And through those connections, they've pulled us onto other shows and into LA Comic Con that used to be Kamikaze. So just little things like that here and there, they kind of just build up over time.
So really going to where your audience is, which sounds intuitive, but yet it's not for so many businesses. But really discovering what are the organizations and the events where your audience already is such an effective way of just showing up there and introducing yourself as an app and an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Another weird thing that works well for us is flyering these events. So you go to a big event like San Diego Comic-Con and actually the smaller events work better for us, because there's too much information overload when you're at something as big as Comic-Con. But, just handing somebody a flyer that is something that they might, be in the market for is really effective. Even though it's a really old-fashioned way to do marketing. Everyone does Facebook ads and such now.
Interesting. And I know that when you go to your website, it says how you guys are all about creating more joy, more fun in your life. So how does that translate into dating and maybe date suggestions and really the user experience?
I personally am in a long-term relationship, and I wasn't really the type of person to be using lots of apps for myself, though my co-founders do have that background. But when I was helping friends find people, it felt like we were just shopping for somebody, shopping for a person. It felt like a lot of work. And listening to stories from friends that were going on lots of dates, one of my friends went on six different dates in a day and did that for a couple weeks straight. And I'm just that sounds like so much work.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do a different approach where we made it, more fun, not about one night stands, more about finding someone to have a good relationship with. Someone that, you can go and go to events with and do fun things together.
So do you facilitate the planning when it comes to the dates?
No, we use Foursquare in our back end, and it recommends places to go on dates. And it's split up between different categories. So nightlife, restaurants, coffee. But on top of that, if you follow us on Twitter or Facebook, we constantly, if we see some kind of cool, geeky place to go, or, an ice cream shop that has a really unique spin on ice cream stuff, we'll post about stuff like that. And hopefully that, combined with the type of people that our users are, we'll find people that want to kind of explore the world together,
Yeah. Social media obviously is such a huge component to building a community. Can you give us some more insight to how you're using social media and maybe some other tools to build your community?
I was at a Labyrinth Masquerade over the weekend. I was live tweeting that from the Cuddly account. What that is a super giant, fancy, the fanciest masquerade ball you can possibly go to based on Labyrinth of Jareth. And so really amazing costumes, but because it's so incredible, it's also a really good place to take someone on a date. And you want to go with somebody. You don't really want to go by yourself, though people do, lots of people do. But
so just being active at the events that your audience is already at.
Yeah, and sharing ideas that, like, oh, well, that looked really cool. I really want to go next year and take somebody with me, you know, so that people can do a little bit of planning.
Yeah.
One of the unique things about what we do is, after you've found someone and you've met someone on the app, if you don't want to, like, a lot of people when they start dating someone, they'll delete their app, right? You know, they don't want the whole, you know, this person might cheat on me and just keep chatting up at the girls or, you know, that kind of thing. So we made a mode called Couples Mode where you can basically lock everyone else out and it keeps all your conversations and photos and stuff. So if you want to scroll back and, like, you know, somebody sent you something really cute the other day, or, you know, just relive
some
of those moments.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah,
you can
do
stay a part of that community without contacting single people.
Yeah, yeah. So I think, you know, just being able to facilitate, like, encouraging people to go explore the world and find interesting things. Like, we want to keep that as part of the app. So if they want to keep using it with each other, they can.
Awesome. Well, we're going to talk about the other unique features about your app and then also how you grew this massive community without any funding and have gotten a lot of press when we come back, but we're going to take a short break, so sit tight. We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
Business Rockstars.
Good news, you are not stuck with your healthcare plan. Really, you have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their healthcare bills, and these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their healthcare needs, but the needs of others too, and it's people who love to save money big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. It's *848 to find out how much you can save on your health care. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. But join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. Welcome back to Business Rockstars, where I'm continuing my conversation with the CEO and co-founder of Cuddly. So we were talking about a few of those really unique features of the Cuddly app. What are some of the other ones that maybe we haven't touched on yet?
For your profile photo, you can only have a picture of you only in your first image. Your other images, like whatever you want in there. But we wrote a filter to spot if it's like somebody's face, because a lot of people will have like a group of them and their friends, and there's like, I don't know, six people in the shot. Which person are you talking to? Or it'll be a girl on a mountaintop and you can't actually see the person, you know?
Sure.
Or a lot of people will try to like just crop out their ex, which is a little weird.
That is weird. Like, yeah. You still see their hand and it's like...
Or a lot of people will do torsos, where it, usually guys, it's more common on Grindr, but stuff like that is... We want it to be
user-friendly.
User-friendly. And just if you have a face, you know who you're talking to. If you have a face, you can walk into a restaurant or a coffee shop and you'll be able to spot the person, right?
Less surprises. Because like, I know that's a common complaint on dating sites is that there's so many surprises. You meet the person and they're not anything like what they said or portrayed online.
Yeah. And I get that people want to put their best self forward, but be a little more realistic about it. There's so many really just bad photos on there. And I would love to be able to help people like take better pictures. Like if I could individually go take pictures for everybody that has a profile in our app, I would. But
now there's
unfortunately,
a business idea.
there's too many people in there. I can't do it. But yeah, like bathrooms are not a good place for your pictures. And I don't know why people keep doing that. I mean, I guess
same
it's the
goes with social media, I suppose.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So you do not charge your users to be a part of this app. So do you have a revenue stream yet?
We charge for the stickers. So the chat stickers, we have plans to do a little bit of advertising and stuff in the future. But right now, no.
Now it's the stickers. So you can kind of have an upcharge in a way.
Yeah.
The stickers.
Yeah.
And then eventually advertisement is what you're planning for long term.
Yeah. And I think you can only buy them in the Android app right now because Apple's a little weird about in-app purchases. You can buy carrots and use the carrots to buy stickers. Mm-hmm. So everything is really themed towards the bunny and our logo. And that's part of what makes it like really cutesy and fun. There's like all these characters. We kind of have these mascots that are associated with app and those are reflected in the chat stickers. Some of the icons are just like drawn cuter, I guess.
Yeah. And you guys have been self-funded up until this point.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about bootstrapping this app.
My co-founder is amazing. His name's Robert, and he basically put his life savings into making this app because he really believed in it. It was a project that he thought would do really, really well. And yeah, life savings. It's crazy.
That's incredible. Wow.
Yeah.
And like you said, you've had a huge success with attending events.
Yeah.
In fact, you were at Comic-Con most recently and got about 10,000 new users just from that. So how did that transpire?
So at Comic-Con, we did a couple of really interesting things. We didn't do a booth or anything this time. We teamed up with that hashtag show, For the last 2 years, we have had a single mixer speed dating thing in the top floor of the Mission Brewery, which is like a 10-minute walk from the convention center. So it's really, really close. And at Comic-Con, nightlife events are really like the thing to do. So it was really cool to like have my friends come and find me at a party instead of me trying to get into parties. We were able to, you know, make a really fun experience that people wouldn't forget and, you know, match people together. So the first year we did it, we did singles mixer. And then this year was more speed dating. And that was a lot of fun.
Is this the first time that you did that in-person component, or do you do events semi-frequently?
Semi-frequently, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that. What do you think about when you're planning an event? How is it effective?
We did two that were really, really cool. There's a comic store called Comic Bug in Manhattan Beach, and we decided to do a makeover night because the whole profile picture thing, right? They're like, okay, we'll launch this app and everyone will have really awesome pictures because we'll do makeovers. And so we rented a bunch of makeup tables, like Hollywood style makeup tables, got a makeup artist and did like geek girl makeovers all night. And it was super, super cute.
That's so fun. Okay, tell me what consists of a geek girl makeover.
It was just like we had this really, really awesome makeup artist named Roxanne, and she just did a fantastic job with everyone's makeup and hair and everything. And then I do photography. Like, my background is convention event photography. I was with Comic Book Resources for a really long time, and I freelance at a couple other places now. And so I just set up, like, my DSLR and took really good pictures of people.
That's
that they were
awesome.
Able to use.
And you guys have gotten quite a bit of press, especially around the Comic-Con time.
Yeah.
How did you get that press?
So the other cool thing we did at Comic-Con was Forbes magazine does a panel that is like kind of like a game show where you pitch your, it's like a Shark Tank style thing. It's Comic-Con Shark Tank, where you pitch your business idea that's kind of comics related, but doesn't have to be, to a panel of judges. So we pitched it to, I'm blanking on names, but basically Comixology, a lawyer, and IDW.
Are they investors? Were they considering investing, or?
I think two of them are big comic book publishers. One's an app platform that sells comic books. The other one's a publisher, and the other one works with investors, or I think is an investor. And so they had a lot of really interesting advice for us. Like, one of the advice we got was definitely don't just give your app away for free. You should charge people a little bit to use it. So it's just stuff to think about.
Yeah. So what do you think about that now that they've said to not give your app away for free?
I think that people need to be able to have a taste of it, because nobody's going to pay for an app that they don't know if it's going to work, or they're not, you know, they don't know they're going to like it. I think with how many dating apps there are, you can't just straight up charge for them. At least it wouldn't work for us, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we can't get people to install a free app, then there's something wrong there, right?
Yeah, but there's always the possibility of upcharging a little bit.
Yeah, so maybe for like special add-ons later, we will think about it. It hasn't been that long since Comic-Con, so we're still looking at it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what advice do you have for someone who's considering starting an app themselves?
Do a lot of user research. That's something we didn't know, like straight out of the board. Also, the startup scene has changed in the 3 years that we did our app. Where before it looked like just people were giving out stacks of money all the time, and you get your app on Product Hunt and, you know, immediately you're like super famous. Like, that's kind of how the vibe was like 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And it's definitely, people are a lot more conservative with what they're investing in now. There's so many different apps, and there's even other geek apps out there. So there's a lot of competition for whatever idea you have. So you just want to make sure you're smart about it and out survive everyone else.
Yeah. Would you say that it's crucial to be able to bootstrap it and have one of the co-founders be a designer and or coder?
I mean, I like design founders because I am one, but
yeah.
I don't think that's super necessary. I think that having one of the co-founders being a programmer is super, super helpful. I think a lot of people won't talk to you unless one of you is a programmer, just because that's such a key part of it. You know, you have to understand the technology. You have to be able to, you know, make, you know, quick pivots and changes if you need to. And because of the skills in our team, we were able to do stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for stopping by sharing your very amazing idea and how you really executed it. So appreciate it.
Thanks.
Absolutely. We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
When it comes to mortgages, the internet can help you understand a lot of things, like the importance of a good credit score or the difference between an adjustable rate and a fixed rate mortgage. But when it comes to knowing what's best for you, you need more than an online search. I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Sure, information is everywhere, but don't you want knowledge you can trust? A home loan expert working with you personally from start to finish? A solid approval based on real information? Rocket Mortgage gives you options, technology when you want it, and people when you need them. We help you understand the details so you can make a confident decision and get approved in as few as 8 minutes. In fact, for 8 consecutive years, we've been ranked highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination by J.D. Power, and we're America's largest mortgage lender.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Sitting with me right now are the co-founders of Pro Athlos, two rock stars. Recap for us. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Max. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Pro Athlos.
I'm Matt, VP and co-founder of Pro Athlos.
So tell us about your guys' company to recap for us.
So Pro Athlos is basically a personal training on-demand service, currently only for the iOS platform.
Okay. And you guys bootstrap this thing, which I think is really impressive. I think nowadays, even if you don't need it, I feel like people are just going out and raising money because it sounds cool, whether it's on a crowdfunding campaign like Kickstarter, Crowdfunder, Indiegogo. Maybe you're going out and getting VC money, friends and family money, private equity money. There's so many different ways you can get money nowadays. I'm curious, why did you guys choose to bootstrap, and what were some of the hurdles you had to overcome?
So, we decided to bootstrap because we can right now. Obviously we can go.
Don't give it up if you don't need to.
Yeah. I mean, just like everyone else, we can go out there and start raising money if we wanted to, but why do that when we have so many tools at our disposal right now that we could use? So that was the main reason for bootstrapping, and to keep as much equity as we can in the company.
Yeah.
And what was the other question? Yeah.
Control. I mean, we know where we want to go, and we don't want to hamper ourselves in the way.
So what were some of the problems, though, or the adversity or the struggles of bootstrapping? Because sometimes when you raise money, you don't just get the money, but you get a strategic partner.
The connections, too.
Oh my gosh. Connections, yeah.
I think anything starting any new company without doing it yourselves, there's a learning curve of what works, what doesn't work. This works for these areas, but now we're going into an unseen market, and how do you, hire? How do you do these kind of things? How's the app work? Will people be acceptable of it? So, those are a lot of things that you don't know about, and people say it's a great idea, but without some outside influence that has all these connections, you're just hoping and praying that's going to work out well. And with the hard work, it always does, I think.
So what do you think have been some of the keys to helping you guys get successful? Because I really want to know, apps are hard. There's over a billion apps. Like, as crazy as that sounds, there's over a billion apps. Everyone creates apps. How do you actually get people to use it? What's your guys' strategy? What are you doing to get people on the platform?
Well, starting now.
You can tell people that they ain't going to be able to do it either.
Yeah.
I can tell you what Snapchat did. Why they're worth billions, what WhatsApp did, you ain't going to get a $19 billion buyout. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
I'll take it.
How we got people on in the beginning, which is basically now, we just launched about a few weeks ago, is friends and family. Trying to keep it small because we still have a few bugs on it right now, making sure that we get those out of the way before, going out to the rest
always,
of the LA
right,
area. Yeah. So
and you're always tweaking and refining it no matter what.
Exactly.
It's almost too much sometimes. You gotta be careful on that one.
And the great thing is, we've been in the area, which is Westlake Thousand Oaks area, for over, 10 years or so. Yeah. So we know a lot of people there. And you being a guy that used to own NutriShop and be around RX Fitness, he's been around people that need fitness training and that kind of stuff. So we know who to contact and that kind of stuff.
Okay. So you guys are getting ready to just take this thing and put the turbo boosters on it.
That's exciting. It's coming. It's right around the corner with Christmas and the new year right around it.
That's right when everybody wants it.
Yeah.
Max Bard and Matt Shandy, co-founders of Pro Athlos, are in the house repping the t-shirts and everything. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. What do you feel like is the unique value proposition that you're providing that somebody else can't come in and just rip you guys off? Because at the end of the day, that's business. Mm-hmm. Business is, you're probably not providing, and you're probably never going to be providing, the only thing, the one and only. That's like a monopoly. And so anyone can infiltrate this business. Anyone can do it. So what are you guys going to do to make sure you're the preeminent choice so that you have a unique value proposition that in some way, shape, or form, people, whether you cost more, whatever it is, they're going to still choose you?
I think it's a quality. I mean, I go over anything else. We not only do we background check, which some gyms may even do that, but we follow through on personal interviews with every single person, and then we train them on top of that. So just to get qualified as it, just because you're a trainer, that's a great starting point. Welcome to the interview. And now let's educate and get ourselves going, because people's health, their safety are in your hands, and you're going to people's homes. So you want to make that person know that whoever's coming over here is someone who's safe and very knowledgeable in their art.
And on top of that, we have the app, which is, of course, the most important part of our business, but we're also like a fitness lifestyle. On top of our app, we also do a few fitness shows on YouTube and Facebook where we like to educate our audience about, different types of workouts that are out there, nutrition tips and that kind of stuff. So you know, I'm utilizing a lot of my video skills to be able to create these different shows that we're on. And with your connections, we're able to get these celebrity personal trainers on our shows talking about the specific things that they do that other people don't. You know, so, I mean, that's a real unique thing that we have that others don't.
I love that. And how are you going to utilize the platform, the shows, to help draw awareness into the app? Because I think this is a good lesson here. I think other people out there that are wanting to create apps, maybe have apps, haven't thought about using a podcast or a YouTube channel or interviews and essentially getting free PR and piggybacking yourselves and your credibility of your brand associated with some of these celebrity trainers. Genius. I love that. But how are you going to utilize that? Like, give me some tactical ways. Is it just simply a call to action to download the app? What is it?
It's basically what you just said, where we'll do a show on a trainer, and then at the end of the show, we'll say, if you want to learn something like this, you can hire this trainer who's on our app. So a lot of what we do is, you know, we film an episode or a video, and then at the end of the video, it's how does this connect with our app? And that's basically,
and we're interactive and we answer a lot of questions. As these videos come out, we're getting a lot more on Instagram and Facebook. These people, what about this? What about this? And we're right on top of that, of getting back to them. Okay. So we're turning into more of a reliable source of true information. Where no one's bought us. Everything we're doing ourselves, so it's only honesty that we speak.
Talk about an aha moment. We're getting close to the end of our segment here. I'm a huge advocate of collecting aha moments. And anyone that comes on the show, it's like one of my new things. I want to know your aha moments, not just for me, but for the extension of what I'm trying to give our audience right now.
I guess I'll go on that one. I mean, my biggest aha moment with this app is bringing into the creativity that it actually worked. I mean, we talked to several of my mentors that, you know, you talk to, is it actually going to work? Is it going to work? And then we talked to India, and we talked to people that we're working with. And that first moment that my buddy looked at me and goes, this is it. And I knew, like, right there that the idea was solid. And no matter what I did, it was going to be successful. And that way to put it in action. And having this person that I look up to so much go, yeah, you know, that's it. I think I walked in the clouds for a few days just knowing that, because you're always searching for that something, for that cage fighting that I was doing. Aha moments, and that one was the very first show, and it got completed. It's like, ha, it's finalized. But that same feeling I had is when this guy that I got looked up to so much, Mike, said, I think you have it. And I talked to him about it, and he goes, I already knew that. You know, he felt that, but for me, it was so real, and we took that first step, and from then on, it's been a fun ride.
Yeah, I mean, an aha moment.
Yeah.
I guess I would say, like, find out what you believe you can do and do that. Don't go out and try to pretend to do some kind of, you know, something that you've never done before and all of a sudden think you're going to solve a problem. But, you know, since we've been in this, like, space for a while now, we know what's wrong, what's not working, and now we can fix it. So, you know, it helps to, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, start in something, to know exactly, or at least be in the space, you know, so then you can solve the problems a lot more easier because you've already been there. You've seen what's not working. And now, you know, okay, here's a way I can fix it. Okay, there's technology that can help that. So I think that could be a great aha moment, hopefully.
I think it is as well. As we wrap up the segment, I want to know from you guys your advice for the entrepreneur who's still sitting at home.
Okay.
Meaning the entrepreneur who's got their 9-to-5 job and they listen to shows like this because they're trying to put the puzzle together. What's my vision look like? What is the business and the idea? How am I going to execute it? When is the right time to cut the cord from my job? I've got maybe, you know, not worst case scenario, but like the makes it more difficult to cut the cord is I've got a family. I've got
right
kids. I've got a wife. I've got a family, right? Maybe a husband, whatever it is. Like, I'm married and I've got children. Maybe I'm not and I'm still complaining. Like, when's the right time to cut the cord? What's your inspiring, motivating advice for that person who really wants to go after their dreams as you two have, but just doesn't know when the right time is?
I would say just go out there and do it as quick as you can. You can, you know, spend a lot of time planning, doing business plans, and that kind of stuff. And then, you know, once you find out later,
I heard your business plan goes out the window once you start your company. Did for me.
Yeah,
did for
exactly.
Me. Yeah.
Just, you know, get a basic outline of what you want to do and then do it.
Yeah.
That was the thing that really set us off. I mean, when we talked to a bunch of people in the beginning, they're like, yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. But they didn't think we were actually going to do it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we're here with
like
it.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, really just I mean, hustle, it's obviously it's going to be a lot of time, and be prepared for that. But I would say just really just go out there, get it done. Enough with the excuses, you know. Just get to it.
Like Mike Tyson said, right? Everyone has a game plan to
get punched in the face.
So, I mean, I have four kids, and I had a job prior to this one, and it was like, okay, there's a constant income where I know I'm safe, but that's you just never know until you get in there. Whether you jump in the deep end, you get in the ring, whatever you're doing, you just got to go for it. And you can't have second guesses. You just have to 100% know it's the right thing. And if as an entrepreneur, for me, everything that I've done, it was the right thing. I was no second guessing. So if it failed, I didn't see it as an option of failing.
Yeah.
And so there's, you know, small businesses, I think if you try it out, it'll fail, but your heart wasn't in it.
Yeah.
Just get in the deep end.
That's the advice right there. Get in the deep end. Pro Athletes, where can they learn more about you guys?
Well, you can go to our website, proathletes.com. We're also on Facebook and YouTube, where you can see our shows there.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thank you so much.
Rockstars.
Thanks a
lot. Looking forward to seeing you guys take off.
Can't wait. Thank you so much.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
And now, a Business Rockstars Minute.
How do you manage your money when starting a small business? I'm Pat O'Brien with the Business Rockstars Minute. How much is your company bringing in? How much are you spending? These are all important questions to ask yourself when starting a business. Here are a few ways you can manage your money to start up success. One, start budgeting. As important as a business plan is, equally important is the company's budget. This is the guideline for most startups. You're driving blind without one. Two, save. Reducing any unnecessary expenses is a great place to start. Being smart with your money is huge. Look into renting versus buying new furniture. Hiring a chief financial officer or even an accountant to help you stay on top of your company's finances is a game changer. It can also help you focus on the things you're better at, like having more success. I'm Pat O'Brien, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Credit products are issued by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Offer lasts for 90 days from air date. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Gift card offer valid only for new customers applying for a personal loan. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Medical bills, credit card bills, auto loan bills. Oh, no.
Are you stressed trying to get your bills paid each month? Wouldn't it be a huge relief to make just one simple payment? Get that relief today with a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Avant is an online lending platform that has rescued hundreds of thousands of Americans struggling with the stress of high interest debt. That could save you money, simplify your life, and erase all that stress. The application is quick, and you could have the money you need as soon as the next business day if approved by 4:30 Central Time Monday through Friday. And now get a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2828 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 2828.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. This is our CEO Roundtable segment, and joining me right now are two amazing CEOs and entrepreneurs. Tell us, who are you and what do you do?
My name is Nancy O'Connell, and I am with Wine Crasher. I'm the co-founder.
Pleasure to have you, Nancy.
Thanks.
And I'm Scott Griffiths. I'm CEO of 18-8 Fine Men's Salons.
Wonderful. And I've been there, and I love what you guys are all about. What do you think is the hardest part? Let's keep it simple. What do you think is the hardest part about being an entrepreneur?
Oh, man. Pushing yourself. I think really pushing yourself outside the box to see the change.
And get uncomfortable.
Yes, exactly. Get uncomfortable.
I love it, Nancy. What about you, Scott?
Well, for me, I would say since 2008, the lending environment has been particularly difficult. And so being able to adequately finance our growth. Pre-2008, sources of funds were very, very easy. But it's been a bit of a challenge. Now, the positive flip side of that, and I call it the grapevine effect, when the grapes have to reach in a drought condition deeper into the soil to extract the nutrient, you have better wine, right?
Yep.
Well, it works for entrepreneurs as well. When we have to dig deeper to extract and work with the resources that are there, we're actually better for it. But part of my job is making sure that we have enough oxygen in order to manifest our vision and achieve our goals. And sometimes we have to hold off on opportunities that are big because the resources right now aren't there. So being patient, again, we talked about earlier, being patient and controlling that cadence. But I think that the environment for entrepreneurs, the lending environment, does need to improve.
So I love the fact that he said, you know, in other words, adversity is going to create growth. And you use the wine analogy with grapes having to go deeper into the soil to extract it. And you brought up being uncomfortable and having to push through that. Do you think that there's a time in your life where, because of adversity, it helped you grow and become the person you are today?
Either one of you wants to jump on. 100%.
Yeah? Could you tell us about what was that story? What happened in your life? Take us back to the story where it's like, in a nutshell, here's what happened, but here's what the gift was, and it took me years to figure it out or whatever.
Oh, man. It's not really just one story as much as it is, especially in the wine industry where it's such a small area and people kind of flip from place to place and you experience all different sorts of owners. I think that's really the area where I've noticed the most amount of change about, you know, what would I do if? And so I'm able now in that position with starting Wine Crashers to be able to say, this is what I'm going to do. So I think that's kind of been my takeaway from it.
But. What about for you, Scott? Where was there a time where some big, crazy adversity hit your life and as a result, you became a better person?
Well, I had two key events, and I was imagining if I were to do a college commencement, the title might be Thank the Bastards and the SOBs and the Jerks and Fire Your Mother. You know, our mothers want us to be comfortable, right? They want us to be happy. But yeah. Do we really become great by being comfortable? No. But think of the jerks, and I'm going to show the SOB. Yeah. Well, I had two major SOB moments in my history. One is when actually my microbrewery business was... We were growing so fast, all the cash was going into inventory. Venture capitalists came in, and I didn't have my MBA at the time, and they said, well, we want somebody as an MBA to run the business. And I was so unhappy about that. I knew I could do it. I knew I could do it better. The CEO they brought in never beat my numbers. But it bothered me so much that I went to UCLA and got my MBA. Because it's like that's never going to happen again. Another situation I had, actually it was a close friend, and we're no longer close friends. He wanted to get out of corporate America, very, very smart guy, brought him into a business, and I said, you know, your wife needs to hang on to her job because entrepreneurship is very ambiguous. That was going to happen. Are you ready for the risk? Anyway, it didn't work out that way. He ended up being very unhappy, miserable, passive-aggressive. In fact, I talked to a psychologist and he said he's passive-aggressive. and he was so negative, and we ended up in a legal dispute. We finally settled. But, you know, part of me said, I'm going to show the SOB. I'm going to make this thing a frickin', can I say frickin'? I'm going to make this thing a frickin' home run. Because I'm going to show the bastard. Now, maybe I should be thanking him. And maybe I should be thanking those VCs because I was so upset. That's what motivated me. It wasn't the, oh, poor Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, wine. We should come out with a wine spelled W-H-I-N-E in red and white. You know, it wasn't, you know. So it's the bastards that really, if you think about it, it's the pain. It's going through the gauntlet. That's the opportunity to come out in a better place. And those are two examples for me.
So how do you unplug? How do you stay grounded, grateful, and really focus more on fulfillment than on the achievements?
You know, when we hit those milestones.
There's always a what's next.
There's always a what's next. So, you know, being in the game, I really relish being in the game. But for myself, in order to take my mind off of the game so I don't turn into a crazy person, you know, I typically go to a Starbucks or Pete's early in the morning, do my reading, and then I'm typically on the tennis court at 7 a.m. Hmm. I play an hour. I have this fantastic coach. Their clinics, so I'll play with him and, you know, get really a great workout. And then I'm in the pool for 20 to 30 minutes. Then my endorphins have kicked in. And during that period of time, I don't look at emails, you know, I don't look at text messages, I don't do anything that's related to business. I read, exercise, then I relax, then I'll go back, typically back to a Pete's, and then I'll start, you know, going through the text and the emails and getting ready for the day.
Well, I'm in the wine industry. Wine is, you know, it's relaxing anyway.
Yeah.
So, cooking and eating, I think, is always a really big deal for me.
You work in the alcohol space. You just start drinking.
You just drink. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
hey, someone's got to do it. But actually, I find that SoulCycle is really kind of my outlet. If I'm too stressed or too high, get on a bike and pedal.
Yeah.
So
that's I love that.
Yeah.
I love how she said, if I'm too stressed or too high, because Nancy over here. I wish we had more time, guys. Next time, Nancy, bring some wine for us, all right?
Thanks. We'll do.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.